The day after. The day after. Happy Election Day. What? No. Okay, we won't go with that again. Oh, my goodness gracious. It was a long night last night. And I'm sure you've already had your thought processes and everything. Here's the crazy thing. It's been almost 24 hours since our polls closed, and we actually still do not know who controls the House or who controls the Senate yet.
What?
Yeah. There's even some governor's races that are still, we're still waiting for the results. In Nevada, Republican Joe Lombardo is leading Steve Sisolak by almost 5 points. But here's the thing is, they only have 77% reporting. So they got a long ways to go left in there. And then in Arizona, with only 67% reporting. So, I mean, they got a long ways to go in Arizona. Katie Hobbs, the incumbent, is leading Carrie Lake by 0.2%. So we still don't know who's the governor of Arizona or Nevada just yet. It's looking more and more like Nevada will go to the Republican Joe Lombardo. But it's so close still with only 77% reporting. Katie Hobbs ahead of Carrie Lake by 0.2% and only 67% reporting. So we got two states where we don't know who the governor is going to be. Now, the other races, Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer leading Tudor Dixon. That was one that was a lot of people were predicting an upset, thought the Republican would win. But Gretchen Whitmer ended up winning re-election by 11 points. In New York, there was some concerns there that Kathy Hochul would get beat by the Republican Lee Zeldin. But Kathy Hochul ended up winning that one by 5 points. So not a huge victory, but still 5 points is pretty good. Now, of course, bringing it back down here, the race here in Florida was called pretty early with Ron DeSantis beating Charlie Crist by 20 points. Then, you know, so those are the governor's races. We don't know what's going on. U.S. Senate races, there's going to be a runoff election in Georgia now. 98% reported. It's a difference of basically the candidate has to win over 50% in order for it to not be a runoff. Neither of them did it. Raphael Warnock did have more votes, had about 35,000 more votes than Herschel Walker, but not over the 50% threshold. So there's going to be a runoff election there. So no matter what, with Georgia, we're not going to know who the senator is going to be until they have the runoff election, which is December 6th. And that will probably determine, that seat right there will probably determine who will be, like who will control the Senate. It's going to be one seat difference. Because right now in Nevada, with once again only 77% reporting, the Republican does lead by 2.5 points. But in Arizona, the Democrat leads. Mark Kelly, with 67% reporting, he leads by 5 points. So there's a pretty good chance he'll probably win that one. So with that, it'll end up being tied, and then we're going to need to have Georgia be the tiebreaker. Oh, so yeah, there you go. It's kind of a it's like, wow. Yet here in Florida, where if there was one thing that somebody said there would be an upset on, and I was like, it probably doesn't surprise me that much. It was going to be Marco Rubio against Val Demings. Even though I thought Marco Rubio would win, if Val Demings won, I would be like, yeah, okay, it's not a big surprise. Well, instead, what was the surprise? Marco Rubio won by 16 points. Oh, okay. So I want to go back to the polling. We've talked about polling. I hardly covered polling at all pretty much since the primaries because the primary elections were so off. Well, once again, here in our state, the polling was way off. I mean, Marco Rubio wins by 16 points. Some of the polls showed Val Demings actually winning, and yet he won by 16 points. Some of the polling showed that Charlie Crist and Governor DeSantis were neck and neck. He won by 20 points. That's what happened in the primary. Charlie Crist beat Nikki Freed by 20 points. The polling was way off again in Florida because in other places like Pennsylvania and Georgia, it was actually pretty accurate. They said it was going to be neck to neck, and it has been. Some of the governor's races, like in Arizona, where it's neck and neck, well, it's neck and neck. That's what the poll showed. So I think one of the things that was interesting is not here in Florida, but in other places, it does seem like the polling was pretty accurate this time around. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. I'll give you your top stories, but first, let's get Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Frontier Motors. Checking in clear on I-110 on I-10 eastbound. We are seeing some slowdowns in between Pine Forest and 29, so keep that in mind. Also, we do have an accident on Scenic Highway. This is going to be just off of Scenic Ridge Drive, but we have slowdowns in both directions on Scenic Highway, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, slow-moving traffic due to construction, and an accident on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. This is going to be before you get to Gondolier Boulevard in the eastbound direction, where we have everyday afternoon traffic every afternoon, but seeing extremely slow due to this accident. If you see something else on the roads, call in with your traffic tip at 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As you can imagine, pretty much most of the stories are pertaining to the midterm elections. So, one example, President Biden saying that midterm vote was a good day for democracy. Notes that the red wave didn't happen. In fact, I saw on MSNBC last night. I was kind of going back and forth. They said it wasn't a red wave. It was more like a red ripple. And I was like, yeah, that's probably pretty accurate, actually. Another angle that they had on there of why it was only a red ripple instead of a red wave was because they felt, this is the MSNBC's, you know, politicos or analysts, they felt that Donald Trump being on the campaign trail actually hurt Republican candidates, that it turned people away from those candidates. I don't know if that's true. But then today, you've got political experts saying people are running away from Donald Trump. If there was any loser last night, it was really Trump. Well, that's a different angle. Some of his candidates that he backed definitely won. Some of the candidates he backed lost. So I don't know if that you put that on him, right? It's on the candidates. One of the big surprises to me, Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman. I did not expect. Wow. I was just like, are you serious? And I was like, okay, well, maybe that's, I don't know. Was this more of a, I'm not voting for the Republican than I'm voting for him? That's what I think's happening. So I shared this yesterday. I'll share it again. This is my overall analysis with what happened yesterday, what we saw yesterday. The census that came out recently predicted that for the next 10 years, we're going to see red states becoming more red, blue states becoming more blue. Like-minded people like to congregate together. And that's what we're starting to do even more so, especially after the pandemic. And so the reason why yesterday was a landslide for Republicans in Florida is because we've had a lot more Republicans move down here. The reason why Pennsylvania ended up going with a guy who looks like an ogre, talks like an ogre, acts like an ogre, instead of with a doctor, is because they would rather vote blue than vote for a doctor. They would rather vote blue for an ogre than for somebody who makes sense. That's they like to congregate together. For example, Philadelphia County was nearly 90% voted for John Fetterman. I mean, that's like 90%? Were you even looking at the candidates? Probably not. That's not, you're not even looking at the candidates. You're just voting D, you know, right on the ballot. Well, the people do that here in you know, that traditionally used to be doing that in Texas. Florida's now become that, except with the R. And so I think that's what we're seeing. What we saw last night was the evidence of what the census was saying would happen. People are migrating to other areas where they feel like people are more like-minded politically. That was the results of it. I can't believe they voted for him. But then I saw this out of Pennsylvania and I went, oh, well, it makes sense that they would vote for Fetterman. Voters in Pennsylvania reelected a member of House of Representatives. They're going to have a special election, though, for it, even though he won dramatically. What? Why would you have a special election when he won dramatically? Oh, because he died a month ago. That's right. This is how much the voters are willing to vote Democrat. So if you're shocked that they voted for Fetterman, because you're like, the guy had a stroke. Even before a stroke, he didn't make sense. Even before a stroke, he didn't look like he knew what he was doing. It don't matter. They voted for a dead guy because he wasn't Republican. and now they have to have a special election. That tells you everything you need to know about the races, really, in America. Okay, let's not stop pretend. Okay, this is not a Pennsylvania-only problem. This is an American problem. Like, people do not pay attention to the candidates, and when it comes down to it, if they are paying attention, all they know is, you're Republican, I don't like you, or vice versa. You're Democrat, I don't like you, I'm going to vote for this one. They voted for a dead guy in Pennsylvania. He died. He's not alive, and they voted to reelect him. And then they voted for John Fetterman, who had a stroke and can't think straight. It's like, okay, to them. But that shows you also how much fear Democrats have of Republicans. I would rather go with a guy who doesn't have all of his faculties, like Biden, than vote for a Republican. That's basically the mentality nowadays. What freaks me out is that there's independents obviously think that way too. I can see Democrats thinking that way towards Republicans, but independents thinking that, I'd rather vote for the Fetterman. Hey, all right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio Night. I told you. As soon as I pull up the text line, the dead guy is better than a Republican. See, I told you, this is the mentality. And by the way, I know that mentality is also the opposite, that there's Republicans who would vote for a guy who died because they would think that's better than the Democrat. Yeah, I told you. No, Biden's not from Pennsylvania. He's from Delaware. Pennsylvania voting for the dead. And yeah, let's see. How convenient for one state to have one Senate race that was a runoff election. So, you know, one state is deciding how the Senate goes. And it's the second time it's happened, too, by the way. Georgia, man, they got to get their stuff together. So you must be a Democrat if you vote blue, no matter who. I think, but I'm like I'm saying, in all fairness, Republicans do that, too. They vote red no matter what. Let's see here. New York State became blue. Florida got more red. That's because the conservatives moved to New York. From New York to Florida after COVID. Yeah, I can see that as well. You people would vote for someone who attacked the Capitol. Who's somebody who attacked the Capitol? I don't know anybody who attacked the Capitol. I know some people who walked into the Capitol. I know a handful of people broke windows of the Capitol. Yeah, those people need to be arrested and thrown in jail, and I don't think anybody would vote for them. Maybe they would. There's some crazy people out there, too, on the far right as well. So I don't know what you people are supposed to mean. That sounds very racist. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Turns out Biden is from Pennsylvania. I stand corrected. Apparently, he was born in Scranton. Isn't that where the office is? Okay. So he's related to Michael Scott? Is that? I see what you're saying. Anybody who attacked the Capitol is what I'm talking about is people who are aligned with Trump in any way. Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Speaking of Trump, I got some thoughts about old Trumpy coming up here at the beginning of next hour, as it definitely seems like he feels like DeSantis is a threat to him. So we'll talk about that at the beginning of next hour as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have a couple slowdowns on I-10 going eastbound. Once you get to Pine Forest, you're going to see some slow-moving traffic. This is in between Pine Forest and 29 on I-10. On Scenic Highway, we have an accident causing delays in both directions. As you're approaching Scenic Ridge Drive, expect some major slowdowns on Scenic as well as Highway 90. Leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace on the bridge, slow-moving due to construction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, if you'd like to weigh in, text. We got quite a few texts over here. I can't get to all of them because we got to get to top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. President Biden says he has not decided whether he is going to run again or not. He says he's talking with his wife about it, but so far no decision's been made.
Our intention is to run again. That's been our intention, regardless of what the outcome of this election was.
The president spoke last hour at a news conference. Also, he said he expects aid to Ukraine to continue, even if Republicans take control of the House. And Bobby, I have to apologize. Yesterday, I was talking about this story, and I mentioned a man threw a can of beer at Senator Ted Cruz.
Yes, yes.
It turns out it wasn't beer. It was White Claw. Any real beer drinkers would be very upset with me for mislabeling that.
It was White Claw? What is this like?
That's a hard seltzer, David.
It's a hard seltzer.
Okay. I know. So I beg for forgiveness from all the beer drinkers. But the Texas man who threw the White Claw at Senator Ted Cruz is now saying he was trying to toss it to Cruz and not at Cruz.
He thought he wanted a little refresher. Right. Is what
exactly. He thought he looked thirsty.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
In a statement today, the man's lawyer says that fans throw drinks to people in parades all the time. He says it was not political violence, and he's asking for grace and hoping that Cruz doesn't press charges.
That sounds like a stretch, but okay. Maybe so. There you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. An update for you on those Oregon counties. If you recall yesterday, we talked about a lot of ballot initiatives that were going across the country. Well, two counties in Oregon actually had on their ballot to secede from Oregon, joining 9 other counties that would do so. And yes, both of them voted yes, that they want to secede and join Idaho. Create a greater Idaho, I guess is what they're calling it. So that makes 11 counties now. There's actually only 2 counties left. Like, there's this line. There's only 2 counties east of that line who have not voted to join Idaho just yet. But if they do, then that's like the final thing. Then they're going to try to present it to Congress. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text. Like, if you want to share your thoughts about the midterms, text. Weigh in that way. If you want to call, you can call as well, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Says, all I have to say is, let's go, Brandon. Okay. All righty then. So, we got a variety of different thoughts about the midterms last night. I shared my thoughts a little bit earlier. Long story short, hey, the polling was actually pretty accurate outside of Florida. That's... wow. Okay. Have we returned to accurate polling, at least outside of Florida? And then two, I think it's just evidence of what we've been talking about, that there is a migration of political beliefs. Like-minded people are deciding they'd rather live by other people who are like-minded. And so they're more conservatives are moving to places like Texas and Florida, and people who are more liberal are flocking to places like New York and California and Illinois. And so those places and Michigan and Pennsylvania, those places are becoming more blue, and these places down here are becoming more red. And we've been talking about that. I think last night was evidence that is exactly what's occurring. It's Pensacola right now, because we could talk about, I can't believe they voted for this moron or that moron. You know, like, you can say all these things like that. But the reality of it is who you and I might think to be a moron, or vice versa, who they might think to be a moron towards somebody I might support, is really, well, I just think I'd rather vote for this moron than person of that other party. And I was talking about that, and sure enough, got a text right off the bat. Yep, I'd rather vote for a dead person than a Republican. So I was like, yep, see, that's what it's about.
I also feel like since we are surrounded by people who have like-minded ideas, it makes it harder to believe, like, well, everyone I'm around would think that that's crazy. So yeah. Then when you see something that's crazy, it's like
that's part of
hard
it
to understand, but that's not how they live in different states.
Because you're associating with like-minded people, and so you're all like, what? Why would somebody want to vote for? They must not be thinking right to vote for this governor or that governor. But it's because we got our own little circle, and most of the people in our circle usually think like we do. And yeah, that's exactly it as well. Gates is still a... Jack A. Like-minded people remain in his district too. Okay. Probably what we got here. Probably time to call it quits. Split up the country. Well, that's what we're talking about earlier. Oregon. Two counties in Oregon have voted to secede from Oregon in order to join Idaho. They're like, we can't do this. We can't be part of this Oregon mentality anymore. So they want to be part of Idaho. Here's a text. You would think, it says, I think we can all agree about Fetterman. Yet Fetterman won by 3.5 points. Beat Mehmet Oz by 3.5. He got 2.6 million people who voted for him and said, this guy is going to be a great senator. 2.6 million. Said he's going to be a great senator. Another, I can't remember how many voted for the congressman, but the number of people that voted for the congressman who died were like, this is going to be a great congressman. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic updates brought to you by Torgs and Causey Insurance Benefits. We are moving smoothly now on I-10 and I-110. We still have heavy delays on Scenic Highway due to an accident. Majority of these slowdowns are going to be in the northbound direction as you're approaching Highway 90 Causeway. The scene of the accident is at Scenic Ridge Drive. We also do have slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 eastbound as you're getting out of Pensacola going towards Pace on the bridge. And we have slowdowns on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. This is due to an accident that we have involving three vehicles. They're over in the median, but keep that in mind and use some caution. You see something else on the roads and have a traffic tip, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson and Causey Insurance Benefits. It's open enrollment time to get the most for your money. From your insurance, call Torgus and Causey today at 433-9996. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and talk sports. Let me do top three stories. So top three stories are, first, President Biden says the midterm vote was, it was a good day for democracy. I got a couple of thoughts about that here. Then people are running away from Trump, according to political pundits, and control of the U.S. Congress is still unclear as the Republican red wave fizzled. So just pertaining to Biden's comments about it was a good day for democracy. Yes, like I mentioned, I was watching MSNBC last night after I got done with my own coverage and handed it off to WEAR. I went home and I was watching TV back and forth between Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, and I like to look at it because I want to get an idea, like, what's their feel, what's the pulse from all these different angles. Fox News was I find usually with this kind of coverage, Fox News actually does a really good job of kind of staying moderate and kind of staying right in the middle of the road with things. Of course, CNN tries to as well, but then they can't help it and they start to slant. MSNBC doesn't even try. They're like, we're here for Democrats, so we're here for you. And last night they kept saying that the stopping the red wave is a good day for democracy. They kept saying that over and over and over. Stopping the red wave is a good thing for democracy. So when Biden came out today and said the midterm vote was a good day for democracy, I was like, okay, is he getting his talking points from MSNBC? Or is he just, that's what he's watching and just thought, oh, I like what they had to say right there. And if that's what he watches all the time, then that would make a lot more sense of why he thinks the way he does about certain things. Like thinking MAGA people are the enemy to the state and stuff like that. So anyway, it's just kind of a little insight right there that kind of surprised me. So yes, I saw Newsmax blaming Trump as well. Newsmax, CNN, I've seen a lot of people blaming Trump and saying the reason why Republicans didn't have a red wave is because of Trump. Actually, I will say this, though. Look, with redistricting, every state has been working to redraw their lines to make sure that they don't have competitive seats. Now, the Senate races are a little bit different, but for House races, they've purposely, like, Democrat-run states, make sure that Democrats are going to get elected. Republican-run states, make sure. So there's less seats that are available that are like toss-ups in the first place. We have to take that into mind as well. There's a lot of political things behind stuff that happened yesterday. I got a text here. Well, at least the dead congressman will do less damage than Fetterman. Well, in truth, the dead congressman will do less damage than a lot of Congress people who are going to end up in Congress. If Fetterman and Biden ever have a conversation with one another, we will need Ozzy Osbourne as the translator. That's funny right there. That's what I'm saying. Fox. Yeah, Brian Kilmeade blamed Trump today. I've heard a lot of pundits blaming Trump as part of the reason why they didn't have the red wave. All right, let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's already underway. Dallas Mavericks beating the Orlando Magic 12-10. Coming up on ESPN tonight at 6:30 is the New York Subway Series. Well, kind of. The Knicks will be playing the Brooklyn Nets at 6:30 on ESPN. At 9 o'clock, it's the Lakers against the Clippers. NHL hockey will be on TNT tonight at 6:30 with the Penguins playing Washington. And at 9 o'clock, Minnesota plays Anaheim. NCAA football, NIU plays Western Michigan. On ESPNU, ESPN2 has Buffalo against Central Michigan, and CBS Sports Network has Bowling Green State University playing Kent State. And then there is some college basketball on ESPN Plus tonight as well. In sports news, the U.S. men's national soccer team has announced the World Cup roster, and they had a couple of surprises that were off the roster. The Nets have named Jack Vaughn, not Ime Udoka, as their next coach. Kind of surprising people there. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is in concussion protocol. Bills quarterback Josh Allen is day-to-day with his elbow injury. And the Tennessee-Georgia game was the most watched college football game of the 2022 season. Let's get our CBS Sports Minute.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. We could be witnessing the end of a dynasty with the Alabama Crimson Tide. With Georgia positioning itself to be a juggernaut for years to come, sleeping giant LSU re-energized under Brian Kelly, Tennessee being a quarterback's dream program, and USC back in the spotlight, the competition for elite recruits is more fierce than ever. The last decade has belonged to Alabama, but who will win the next one? My pick, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
See better and drive safer with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. That is your CBS Sports Minute. So I want to share this story here, just breaking away from the political stuff for just a second. But once again, if you'd like to weigh in, I'll keep reading your text here. There's, by the way, I had to look up the numbers. Tony DeLuca was the congressman who won re-election who died last month. He won with 85% of the vote. Like a landslide. How bad is the candidate got to be for real, though? Like you're going against that. They're like, we'd rather vote for the dead guy and have a special election. Now, I did look it up. He actually was not running against a Republican. So I got to correct myself. He was running against a Green Party member. Okay. Gracie just laughed out loud on that one. All right. He just literally laughed out loud. All right. I do want to break away from politics just a little bit, though, because I want to cover this story. There was a horse found shot and killed in a Molino pasture. Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating. It had two gunshot wounds to the head. I'm like, oh my goodness. The homeowner was boarding the horse for an owner and just can't believe apparently somebody like just went by and like shot it or something. The reason why I want to bring this up, one, is because it's a terrible tragedy. Like, oh my goodness, who would just go up to a horse and shoot a horse for no... Like, what's a good reason to shoot a horse? There is no good reason. You're shooting a horse. The reason why this kind of popped up to me, though, is because I saw a story last month out west. They've been finding wild horses shot and killed out west. And so the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, has been trying to investigate and trying to find out what's going on. But there's been a spat of dead wild horses, and they've been shot and killed. It's not like they just got some disease or some mountain lion got them. Humans have just decided they're going to go out and shoot horses. And so when I saw this horse was shot and killed here in Molino, I don't know, it just got me wondering. It's like, there's some sort of online trend or something that encourages people to go shoot horses. It's kind of messed up. So it's a sad story right there. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear at the moment. Still seeing slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be in front of Gondolier Boulevard. We have an accident that's causing some slowdowns. And once you get past that heading eastbound, we also are seeing some slow-moving traffic right after that. Once you get to these lights near College Parkway is where it starts to clear up for you. Other than that, we are still seeing slow traffic on Scenic Highway. That's going to be in both directions near Scenic Ridge Drive and on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is extremely slow moving in the intersection of University Parkway and Davis Highway, also slow. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple other texts here right before we get to a quick break and get to David Wayne in the newsroom. As a former resident of Pennsylvania, I'm shocked and ashamed that people voted for John Fetterman. Mail-in voting in Pennsylvania starts very early. I'm curious to how many early ballots were actually cast before the only debate. Oh, very good point right there. Bobby, do you think that the dead guy who got reelected won because a lot of dead people voted for him? That's funny right there. And then there is a trend to where people kick in random people's doors. Ugh. See, I don't know what's going on with these things. That's crazy. And another text says, Molino is full of meth heads. It is? Oh, okay. All right. Coming up here next, get a quick update from David Wayne. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Continue sending in your text here. I'll share your text about the midterm elections, your thoughts about it at the beginning of next hour.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A young couple pulled up in a van at a Walmart in Brownsville, Texas. And the male got out of the van, started walking to the store when suddenly the female approached him with a gun and threatened to shoot him. Police ended up getting called. They drove away. Police found him, though. Found out what was going on. The guy was going into Walmart. The girl did not want to go into Walmart. So she pulled a gun on him and threatened to shoot him if he didn't get back in the car. He's 20 years old. She's 17. They're a couple, apparently. Her name is Heaven. Heaven Venezuela. And Valenzuela, sorry. And yeah, and the gun was a BB gun. This story just gets better. She pulled a BB gun on him because he wouldn't go to the store. I'd be like, shoot me. Like, go for it. Just don't shoot me in the eye. You can shoot my eye out. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.